In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.ronkasky.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Everybody, welcome once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen, jot down my phone numbers, call me this afternoon, and schedule a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791, toll-free. is 877-218-1972. Those are my cell phones. You can call me anytime. Get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment. I will bring you information concerning your retirement planning. I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, I can help you. 90s, I even have MAGAs, Make America Great Again with my MIGAs, multi-year guarantee annuities. I can help you. I up to about age 95, so 18 to 95. If you're listening to me or you've got people that you know in those age groups, tell them to call me and get on my calendar. Here's what I do. I show, first of all, it's all God's money. It's not 10% God's and 90% yours. It's all God's money. And so if you're gambling with God's money in the largest casino in the world, you might want to think about that and protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement with absolutely no risk due to the downturn in the market. You'll never lose a penny of your money due to the downturn in the market ever. You capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. And I do it all with indexed annuities, which is a life insurance company product. You don't have to give blood or do anything in a cup or answer 28 pages of medical questions or anything else. It's a transfer of money from, if it's in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, it now becomes an indexed annuity. If it's an IRA now, or a 401k, or 401a, or 457, or 403b, if it's qualified funds, it'll come over here as an IRA annuity, and that is a non-taxable rollover transfer to an indexed annuity. Don't let whoever has that money, whoever is gambling with your money, whoever your third-party administrator is, or your financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker, don't let them talk you into staying in the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. They'll do their best. They'll lie to you. They'll do everything they can to hang on to your money. Why? Because you're paying an exorbitant fee to them every year to gamble with your money. So, pick up the phone and call me, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment. I always read headlines and articles out of the Sword of the Lord that affect you, your family, your church, your school, your homeschooling, everything that you do is affected by these news articles that I read on Sunday. So, noteworthy news. New York photographer wins freedom to express messages consistent with her beliefs on marriage. Rochester, New York, Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys representing a Christian photographer and blogger in New York agreed to enter a court-approved settlement after a federal district court temporarily halted state officials from compelling her to express messages inconsistent with her faith. Under the settlement terms, the court issued an order forbidding New York officials from violating Emily Carpenter's First Amendment rights for free speech and requiring New York to pay $225,000 in attorney fees. ADF Senior Counsel Brian Niehart said, as the Supreme Court reaffirmed in 303, creative, the government can't force Americans to say things they don't believe. U.S. Constitution protects Emily's freedom to express her own beliefs as she continues to serve clients of all backgrounds and beliefs. New Yorkers can now enjoy the freedom to create and express themselves, a freedom that protects all Americans regardless of their views. And you can just check with Baker Phillips, here in Colorado when Colorado sued him, and these two gay characters sued him for not making a cake for their gay celebration, whatever it was. And so we fight this continuous battle every day. Photographers, people that do weddings and cakes and so on, they have to fight for their constitutional rights. See, the problem is these stupid politicians and judges don't believe the Constitution applies to us today. That's the problem. UNESCO gets ditched. The United States is getting out of the United Nations. No, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, over what Washington sees as anti-Israel bias in the United Nations. Pause. We should kick the United Nations out of that free building in New York City and tell them, since they are communists and they follow communist thinking and ideology, get the heck out of Dodge and go somewhere else. And we shouldn't have anything to do with that communist organization. It's the second time President Trump will leave the group. Former President Joe Biden re-entered the U.S. in UNESCO after Trump's first term. Of course he did. According to White House Deputy Spokesperson Anna Kelly, Trump has also scoffed at UNESCO's support of woke, divisive, cultural, and social causes that contradict the common sense policies that the American people voted for, she said. Editor's comment, another step in the right direction. A total divorce from the United Nations and kick themselves off of U.S. soil would be a better step. Over 40 churchgoers in the Congo slaughtered by terrorists coming to an America near you. A Muslim terror group, as just like the one running for mayor of New York City, a Muslim terror group slaughtered at least 43 people attending a church gathering in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Recognize the first word there? Democratic Republic of Congo. According to DRC's UN peacemaking force, MONUSCO, the Allied Democratic Force, a militant group backed by the Islamic State that targets Christians, was responsible for the violence. The church was celebrating its 25th anniversary when the attack occurred. Five people in a nearby village, Makongani, were also killed by ADF before the Komanda attack, the Associated Press in Central Africa reported. Editor says this carnage against Christians just keeps happening, and the perpetrators are all connected to Islam, the so-called religion of peace that Mamdani, running for mayor of New York City, a communist, a socialist, a Democrat, follows that Muslim ideology. Christian bookstore sues Colorado over biological reality. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys filed a federal lawsuit Wednesday on behalf of a Christian bookstore in Colorado seeking to uphold its religious and common sense beliefs about biological sex. So here it is again. Same deal. Born Again Used Books, a family-owned bookstore in Colorado Springs, is challenging a state law that recently redefined gender expression to include how an individual chooses to be addressed, that is, pronouns, titles based on gender identity rather than biological sex. Although Born Again Used Books happily sells its products to everyone, Colorado now compels the bookstore to speak using pronouns and titles based on a person's preferred gender expression, thereby requiring the store to prioritize a person's professed identity over biological reality. That violates the Christian bookstore's beliefs and the First Amendment. As the Supreme Court has repeatedly affirmed, the government has no business trying to strip traditional views about sex and gender from the marketplace of ideas, said ADF Senior Counsel Hal Frampton. Nor can the state compel Coloradans to speak in ways that violate their deeply held religious beliefs and common sense, oh, by the way. Born-again used books shouldn't have to continually choose between violating the law and speaking consistent with its consistent Christian beliefs. Walgreens' inappropriate displays. A conservative activist says Walgreens is selling items one might expect to see at an X-rated store as opposed to a pharmacy for people of all ages. Robbie Starbuck is a vocal conservative figure and a visiting fellow with the Heritage Foundation. He shared a picture recently on social media of various adult items for sale at a Walgreens store. They are seen on a shelf behind a clear protective enclosure on full display with prices. He said that it is happening at other drug stores as well, not just Walgreens. Starbucks says Walgreens is aware of the issue, as the CEO, Tim Wentworth, warned his employees against woke activism at work. ACLU tries to dictate Christian doctrine. The ACLU is bent on dictating the religious doctrine of a Christian organization, and a federal judge has sided with the ACLU. This cannot stand. In our Zinsky versus Liberty University case, the court effectively ordered this private Christian university to change its doctrine. The case started when a biological man, Jonathan Zinsky, set up Liberty University to challenge its doctrinal statement. Zinsky knows Liberty's doctrine states that God made us in his image, male and female, and that to identify opposite from how God created you is a sin. Zinsky signed his employment agreement with the doctrinal statement and beliefs as a condition of the job, even though he knew his secret plan violated Liberty's Christian beliefs. As soon as Zinsky's 90-day probationary period ended, he informed LU, Liberty University, that he wanted to identify as a woman, dress in women's clothing, change his name to Eleanor. When LU refused, Zinsky and the American Civil Liberties Union immediately sued. The entire case was a sham designed to force Liberty into changing its doctrine to allow openly LGBTQIA trans employees. Zinsky intentionally and deceptively set up Liberty University to undermine its religious beliefs and mission. Title VII exempts Liberty from having to employ individuals who violate its religious beliefs and doctrinal positions. Our case has now been accepted by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is a crucially important case, which is why the ACLU brought it in the first place. And my time's up for this segment, so I just now looked up at the clock. So I'll take up right there when we come back. Give me a call. Let me help you with your retirement starting tomorrow. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment next week. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Kasky. I'm your host, and I'm here every week at this same time. Jot my numbers down. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Let me finish this article that I was on and move on with other noteworthy news. I said, this is a crucially important case, which is why the ACLU brought it in the first place. The ACLU knows that if they win, they will force every church and religious institution in America to abandon its doctrinal principles and instead promote the LGBTQIA agenda. If I still pastored and still built Christian schools, they'd have to come and get me and put me in prison, because there is no day this side of heaven, and certainly not in heaven, that I would ever promote LGBTQIA ideology, the goofy pronouns, the woke junk that they propose, and it's all part of this communist left-wing nut Democrat Congress, Senate, and governor that we've got running the state of Colorado, and of course other blue states in America. Wouldn't happen. Not on my watch. Ninth Circuit Court gets one right. That's about time. It's a landmark ruling. In a landmark ruling, July of this year, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit found that the state of Oregon violated the First Amendment rights of Jessica Bates, a devout Christian widow and mother of five. The court determined that Oregon disqualified Bates from adopting children from foster care solely because her religious beliefs prevent her from affirming certain aspects of gender ideology. New York Catholic Diocese agrees to $246 million settlement with abuse survivors. A landmark settlement has been reached between the Roman Catholic Diocese of Rochester and roughly 470 survivors of clergy sexual abuse, culminating nearly 6 years of legal proceedings. The diocese will pay $55 million toward the settlement, with the other funds coming from its insurers. Continental Insurance Company agreed to pay $120 million toward the settlement fund. U.S. bankruptcy judge Paul Warren announced he intends to approve the $246 million Chapter 11 bankruptcy settlement at a hearing scheduled for September 5th. Go Catholics. Corporation for Public Broadcasting announces wind down. Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a target of Republicans and conservatives for decades, announced July 30th it is shutting its doors. Well, praise the Lord. Americans are unlikely to see a dramatic change in the number of public radio and television stations. I think most PBS and NPR stations are going to be fine. I think that there's going to be a slight reduction in their budget. That's not fun for any TV station or radio station, but this is actually subjecting these stations to the same things that private radio stations have to face, he said. Well, duh, it's been financed by our taxpayer dollars for decades. With a current $500 million annual budget, CPB is now most known for overseeing liberal news outlet NPR and liberal network PBS. Their blatant bias has made them a target of conservatives and Republican lawmakers for decades. But, like abortion, giant Planned Parenthood, they remained untouched in Washington until this year. The editor says, we agree that the public funding of CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcast, needed to end. The liberals need to either learn how to make a living, like everybody else does, or close their doors. Whatever they do, they should not be funding their mischief with our tax dollars. True story. Well, I'll take up some more of those next week. I played on yesterday's radio show a song that is the most requested song for me to sing at funerals. And I recorded it, and I played this off one of my albums yesterday. I'm going to play it again today. It's a great old hymn, In the Garden. Hope it's a blessing to you. When we come back, I'll take up with what the Bible has to say about giving and generosity and where I left off last week. So here you go. In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling me. I am his own.
Well, there you go. Great old hymn, In the Garden. Where I left off last week, I was talking about faithful in much, God's measure of prosperity. It's not how many pictures of dead presidents you carry in your pocket or your wallet or your purse. It's about how do you use God's money to further God's kingdom. And so I left off last week about just the last two segments of that, giving and generosity. And so we want to link prosperity to open-handedness. Proverbs 3, 9, and 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So you tithe on the gross, not the net. And then he says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. A verse that I use continually on here is Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And so theologues, modern liberal socialist theologues, say, well, yeah, that's talking about blessings in heaven. No, it's not. He says, it's men shall give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So let's end with the eternal perspective. What true wealth, how it's measured in eternity. And we go back up to Matthew 6, 19 and 20. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. So how do you do that? You invest in people who are going there. That is, you bring the tithes and offerings to the church, you support and finance the building of churches, the winning of lost souls, the baptizing of those souls, the discipling of those souls, and sending missionaries out. You can't do any of that without money and a bunch of it. And then I'll end with Colossians 3, 23 and 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Yeah, you follow what the boss says, you follow what the corporation says, you give whomever an honest day's work for an honest day's income, but in reality, you're serving the Lord God. So God's prosperity plan starts with faithfulness where you are, and you manage today's portion well and trust Him for tomorrow's increase. That's just how it is, folks. Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, heaped up, running over, shall men give into your bosom. So let's start a new segment, and I'll just get a little ways in this, in the end of this segment and the next segment, and then we'll finish up with it next week. But God's blessing versus chasing riches. I'm going to tell you again, it's not about carrying pictures of dead presidents around in your hands, your pockets, your purse, your wallet, whatever. You need to be a conduit from Almighty God to a lost world. And the more, he says, however you meet with all, it shall be given back to you. So you sow pennies, you're going to reap pennies. sow dimes, dimes, quarters, quarters, dollars, dollars. You sow $1,000 and you'll reap hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can't outgive Almighty God. You can't do it. So Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22 is where we're going to begin. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Blessings in the Bible, there's 28 different classes of blessings in the Bible. But the two main ones are money and kids, and most of us have the kids and the grandkids and the greats and so on. So this blessing is all about money. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. You see a lot of sorrowful people around today. That's because they're not giving God what they owe God. Time's up. Give me a call. 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Stay tuned. I will be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about Orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Right, welcome back to my third and final segment of today's Bible Views radio show. Here's my phone numbers. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week in your home or your office. Here you go. Write it down. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I'll give you those numbers one more time at the end of the radio show today. So back to God's blessing versus chasing riches. Luke chapter 12 and verse 15, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. That's chasing riches. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. had a longtime friend, Janine used to work for him. I led him to the Lord before he died. And he always said, the man that wins dies with the most toys. And that was his philosophy. But that is contrary to what the Bible says. Nothing wrong with having stuff. Nothing wrong with living in a good house or houses, driving a good car or cars, having nice clothes. There's nothing wrong with all of that. But that is not what counts in eternity. Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. You see, wealth is a byproduct of God's blessing. It's not the main pursuit. Let me say that again. Wealth is a byproduct of God's blessing. It's not the main pursuit. The world chases abundance, but the Bible focuses on blessing without sorrow. Without sorrow. So give what you have. Be a good steward of what you have. Don't mortgage peace for more stuff. So the person who wins financially but loses sleep, family, joy, rich in dollars, poor in peace, you need to ask yourself, is my next money decision trading joy for stress? You need to think about that. So let's take a look at stewardship and eternal ROI, return on investment. Again, Matthew 6, 19 and 20. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. And then over in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. Don't buy into this nonsense that if you have money, you're not doing what you ought to be doing for Almighty God. Not true. Nothing moves on planet Earth without money. And there's too many verses on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's over 450 of them in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. And yet, way, way, way too many pious, pusillanimous, sissy preachers concentrate on begging God's people for money because they don't know how to manage it. Verse 18, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute and willing to communicate. That's present, willing to give. And so you're back to that principle, eternal return on investment. You see, earthly accounts versus heavenly accounts. One of those follows you. Earthly accounts follow you, or heavenly accounts follow you. Not both. Generosity is not subtraction, it's sowing. And so, wealth with purpose, wealth with polish. So you've got two ledgers. Here's the metaphor. You got one bank statement on the left. You've got one eternal statement on the right. And so you figure out which one you are paying attention to and which one counts in your life. So let's go back to the book of Psalm and talk about God's provision in uncertain times. God's provision in uncertain times. So, Psalm chapter 37 and verse 25. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You got to think about that, folks. God has never, ever, in over 6,000 years, God has never forsaken the righteous. He didn't do it under Moses. He didn't do it under Solomon. He didn't do it under Hezekiah. He didn't do it under David. He didn't do it under the minor prophets or the major prophets. He didn't do it in the New Testament. He doesn't do it today. God will not forsake the righteous. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And then Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus." You see, the Bible also says, so that takes care of your needs. There's no need to pray for needs. God takes care of it. How about wants? There is no want to them who love him. And he will give you the desires of thine heart. See, there wants, needs, and desires are already taken care of. You say, how's come mine aren't? Check your giving record. Guarantee you, that's where the problem lies. It isn't in God. It's either in your unwillingness to work for a living or your unwillingness to put God first in your finances. And so here's a comparison. Markets swing, God's promise stands. Let me say that again. Markets swing, God's promise stands. And then needs versus wants in discipleship. I'm just making simple comparisons, folks. You either follow the Bible or you don't. It's up to you. Replace fear scrolling with faith feeding. How do you feed faith? Well, the Bible, prayer, fellowship. See, you're either cheating God on your time or your money. And God owns your time, your talents, and your testimony. God owns those. What are you doing for him? There, take an image here, another metaphor, if you would. Two screens. You're used to screens. Everybody's got them on their phone or their laptop or whatever. But you got two screens. In the image on the left side shows market tickers, which a lot of people spend a lot of time on. I don't. I watch the market climb and descend, just watching to see what direction it goes. It doesn't affect my indexed annuities one way or the other. But you've got over here on the left a screen. You've got market tickers. And then over on the right, you've got God's promises. See, what you've got to decide in your Christian life is choose your primary feed. You either watch market tickers all day long, or you think about God and pray and read the Bible and follow his word all day long. It's really up to you. And so you need to, the Bible says, you hide God's word away in your heart that I might not sin against God. So I revert back to verses that I quote all the time. Here they are, Malachi 3, 8 through 10. Bring ye all the tithes. Bring ye all the tithes. Not take a picture, some stupid squiggly square on your iPhone, and then hit send, and then it digitizes and blah, blah. He says, bring ye all the tithes in. Doesn't say sit around in your jammies on your couch on Sunday morning because you got used to that during COVID, watching some church service on television. No. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. What's the storehouse? That's the church. That's the house of God. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. and prove me now. He says, try me on. See if I don't do what I say I'll do. You give, I'll bless. You steal, I don't. Pretty simple. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Here's a promise. If I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Now, right away, people say, well, wait a minute, how's come I have more month than money? Well, check your giving record. God's word is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. You either follow Wall Street or you follow God's word. You either watch market tickers or you watch God's word. You either follow what the world says or you follow what God's word says. And that the church is important. The church is important. And you know, you need to find a church, first of all, where the pastor preaches the whole counsel of God as it is. He's not afraid to call sin by name. He's not afraid of the Internal Revenue Service back under the Johnson Amendment days that Trump just finally did away with, the Johnson Amendment, where the Internal Revenue, the Johnson Amendment since 1954, when Senator Lyndon B. Johnson was a senator, he wrote that bill and they passed it and it stood for all, however many decades that is. What's that, 71 years? The Johnson Amendment has controlled way too many preachers and churches. Not anymore. Now what's your excuse, preacher? Because you caved to the Internal Revenue Service all those years by not taking a stand. I did. In my church, come election season, I told them, here's how these yahoos vote. Here's who you ought to vote for. Come and get me. But they didn't. But they had the right to. The Johnson Amendment said if a preacher does that, in your church, any minister takes a stand and names the politicians and their voting record and blah, 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 the Internal Revenue had the right to take away your tax-exempt status. They had that right. Now, no longer. So what's your excuse now, preacher? Take a stand. So find a church where the preacher preaches the Bible, the whole counsel of God. Call sin by name. Find a soul-winning church. Find a church where the baptistry isn't full of bugs. That's the kind of church you need to be in. Let me help you with your finances. 303-710-3791. Toll free, 877-218-1972. I will bring you information and show you how to be a good steward of God's money. Thanks for listening. God bless you. See you next week. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free, is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.